Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If I sound a little snotty right now, it's because I've been crying through today's episode of More Mama's Boy. In case you don't know, we have a separate podcast called More Mama's Boy that we have for certified fans. And today we'll give you a sneak preview of what got me so emotional on the show. But if you become a certified fan, you'll literally unlock 50% more episodes of this show that you can get called More Mama's Boy. It's a more laid back version of Certified Mama's Boy. It's me and my mom. Sometimes we have guests. By becoming a certified fan at $6 a month, you're not only contributing all to the podcast, but it comes with a bunch of perks. So I hope you'll consider it. You can actually unlock this episode and tons others by clicking the link in the show notes to become a certified fan. And thank you for doing that, by the way. Today in our More Mama's Boy episode, how would you feel, honestly, if your parents just surprised you by coming over to your house? My mom gave me some car advice. And by the way, she's not a car person. Does this sound crazy to you? Or you think there's some validity to this? I spent time explaining to my mom what Riz means. Riz is the word of the year. I had to explain to her Riz, the slang term. And then we had this moment. Here is your More Mama's Boy preview clip of the day. I want to read you a really sweet message that I got. It says, I don't know what it is, but lately, whenever you and your mom are laughing together on CMB, it makes me emotional. I've been listening since day one, but I think knowing that a long, long time from now, these episodes will still be around to listen back to for you and for your family for generations to come, as well as the world. And from someone who had lost a parent, that is just so special. Why this has just been hitting me after listening for years, I have no idea. But I just wanted to share that I find it so touching, even when the topic is silly. And that really, like, that was so, because again, I made this podcast to like connect for a lot of reasons, you know, but I never think about when I sit down to record this, that like one day you're not going to be here, you know, like you won't, but I have like 800 and some odd episodes
to last you the rest of your life.
I mean, truly though, you know, like this really is, I think this is going to be an unanticipated pleasure to I don't think most of us have. No one does. No one has. Mm-hmm. I mean, if these shows are on average 35 minutes, and this is 819, let's say 820. So this is 35 minutes on average times 800 and say 20. That's 28,000 hours. Almost 29,000 hours.
That's so crazy.
I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot of minutes of audio that I'll like have to like go back and listen to, you know? And I do think that is like really, that is really special. So what I thought we could do, and this might make me emotional, so I need to like, is like, I want you to like send, like, tell me a message that I can like listen to like down the road. It is not like, Stephen, if you hear this, I'm dead, you know, like.
If you're listening to this, I am no longer on the earth.
But I'm sure it's going to be a very long time from now. You're going to be, you're going to be 200 years old. But like, what, I guess, what would you want me to know? Just in life, because like, I don't think we get that opportunity to be like, hey, mom, like, does this make sense?
Yeah, it's true. We don't. I mean, that's why people say, you know, live every day as if it's your last and tell people how much you love them every day. Gosh, I don't know. That makes me emotional thinking about it. But I guess what I would want you to know more than anything is how much you are loved and how worthy you are of love. And that I hope in your life that you have someone who will love you, a partner, the way you deserve and need to be loved.
More so than you. That's, I think that's my problem. I try to find that person. And I'm like,
well, even more than your mom loves you.
You're going to have to like really obviously stretch. I think honestly, you're the reason I'm not in a relationship is basically your fault for a lot of different reasons. But,
don't blame that on me.
I think it is.
That's not fair.
You've loved me so hard that I think that my expectations of like women in my life are really high.
I hope so.
And I think that I missed, it was a swing and a miss the first time around. But this time it is higher because of it, because I see the way you treat everyone. That's such a admirable thing that like, I would only be so lucky to like find two people in a lifetime that were like that, you know? So,
well, you're capable of that same kind of love. And when you give that kind of love, which you will find someone that will give you that love in return. No question.
Whew, I hope that you'll check out our episode of More Mama's Boy by becoming a certified fan. You can do that in the show notes of this podcast, or just go to certifiedmamasboy.com.